Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, songs I think are special, and also to occasionally put in a reading or a joke or a story. Oddball thing, not a recorded song. And I call those things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats in Music. And I've got a wombat tonight for you. I'm going to discuss my views on bureaucracies. Don't worry, I won't take too long, but I do have some comments to make. But that's not the main purpose of the show. The main purpose of the show is to play for you songs I absolutely love. The first one is called 5 Minutes. It's written and recorded by Gretchen Peters. This is a live recording made at the Barter Theater. I actually got it off the radio when they played back the Barter show. And I love this song. I think she does a fantastic job. And it's basically a story of a person who's had a rough life, and they've got 5 minutes to think about it, taking their cigarette break. This is 5 Minutes by Gretchen Peters.
I've got 5 minutes to sneak a cigarette. 5 minutes to myself. Back behind the screen door of Andy's Luncheonette. And I ain't got time to worry about my health. My boss Andy says I smoke myself to death. Andy, he reminds me some of you. Back when you were Romeo and I was Juliet, West Texas, Capulet, and Montague. Now I don't think too much about you anymore. Much more than kids. It was nearly 20 years ago I shut and locked that door. Now I've got 5 minutes, not much time to reminisce. Most nights I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 before I stop. And Jesse makes a sandwich if I sleep through supper time. And she leaves me on the couch to sleep it off. But Jesse just turned 17. She's wild as she can be, and there ain't nothing I can do. Last weekend she ran off to meet a boy in Tennessee, just like I used to run to you. And I gave her hell when she came home this afternoon. Your whole life can change. I can see it in his eyes. He'd love to take your place. But something deep inside me just withers up and dies. To make love to him, somehow I've let myself go gently down the street. A fine example I have set. Between the working and the living and the ghosts that haunt my dreams, I've got 5 minutes and I'm gonna smoke this.
Minutes by Gretchen Peters. She wrote that song and performed it. And interestingly, it takes the recording track is exactly 5 minutes long. Well, next up is Alison Krauss and Union Station singing and performing Bright Sunny South. I love Alison Krauss and Union Station. Traditional bluegrass, old-timey music, fiddle and banjo, and plays fiddle and mandolin, I think, in the group. So this is one of the recordings. It's called Bright Sunny South.
From the bright sunny south to the war I was sent. Ere the days of my boyhood I scarcely had spent. From its cool shady forests and deep flowing streams, ever fond in my memory and sweet in my dream.
Sunny South by Alison Krauss and Union Station. It's an anti-war song about a 12-year-old boy who goes off to die. Civil War. Interesting. I've gotten into some debates recently about the Civil War. I was brought up to believe that those who fought in the war were mostly fighting for their freedom of their country, the freedom of their people to choose for themselves and to protect their homes. I did not believe that most of them were fighting to protect slavery. The people I argued with that said I was naive, and I've come to believe they were more right than I thought they were. But, in any case, that song was expressing the way I was brought up, that people went to war from the South to fight to protect their homes, not because they had slaves or wanted to have slaves or even believed in slavery. I think intellectual historian point of view is more leaning toward the fact that the average soldier was indeed a racist. I'm not as convinced yet. Well, next up is Hello by Adele. She released this in October of 2015. It became a big hit, went to number one in almost every country. It was the second song by her that I really noticed. The first one I liked so much was Rolling in the Deep, which I played last week. And last week I also played another version of Hello by a different group. But this is the original. This is Hello at her best. She wrote this song, she and her producer, and he plays lots of the instruments, and Adele actually plays drums on this recording. Anyway, this song is one of the ones that the first time I heard it, I immediately liked it a lot, and it's brought her back into being a major. She was already a major star, but this was her second really big hit in my book, second time she got to me.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from
Next up is a nostalgic song for me. It was released in August of 69. It's sung by Roy Clark. A number of other people also sang this. It's called Yesterday When I Was Young. And I was young in 69. I just turned 30 that year. So I remember this feeling. And I hear this song and it definitely takes me back. And Roy Clark does a beautiful job for it. It was his only top 40 hit. I knew Roy Clark singing pretty well, but I guess he didn't have a lot of hit songs. And one interesting fact about it, when Mickey Mantle died, he requested that Roy Clark sing this song at his funeral, and he did. So this song meant a lot to Mickey Mantle, too. So Yesterday, When I Was Young, as sung by Roy Clark.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased it long as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on wind and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what long was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the worst and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly done. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Yesterday, When I Was Young by Roy Clark. Well, some of us aren't so young anymore, and we like to hear the words in the next song, which is You're Aging Well. It's by Dar Williams. Dar Williams is one of my heroines. She's a singer-songwriter. I've seen her live a few times. She used to be in the New York area. She was from Mount Kisco in Westchester, and I lived in Hastings on Hudson for over 30 years. And so she was around, and just a wonderful singer, has an interesting style. And her songs always something to do with the tunes and melodies. So this one is her talking to a friend and telling her, you're aging well, and that's the best we can do. As you grow old, you hope to age well.
Afraid, saying you never can win. Watch your back, where's your husband? I don't like the signs that the sign makers made. So I'm gonna steal out with my paint, my brushes. I'll change the directions, I'll hit every street. It's the Tinseltown scandal, the Robin Hood vandal. She goes out and steals the king's image. Near the morning you wake up and the signs point to you. They say, I'm so glad that you finally made it here. You thought nobody cared, but I did, I could tell. And this is your year, and it always starts here. And oh, 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 you're aging well. Well, I know a woman with a collection of sticks. She could fight back the hundreds of voices she heard. She could poke at the greed, she could fend off her need. And with anger she found she could pound every word. But one voice got through and caught her up by surprise. It said, don't hold us back, we're the story you tell. And no sooner than spoken, a spell had been broken. And the voices before her, trumpets and timpani, violins, basses and woodwinds and cellos, singing, we're so glad that you finally made it here. You thought nobody cared, but we did, we could tell. And now you'll dance through the days while the orchestra plays. And oh, oh, I knew it was over. The road to enchantment was not mine to take. Cause though a calf, upper arm should be half what they are, I was breaking the laws that the sign makers made. And all I could eat was the poisonous apple. And that's not a story, I was meant to survive. And I was all out of choices, but the woman of voices, she turned round the corner with music around. keeps me alive, she said. I'm so glad that you finally made it here, with the things you know now that only time can tell. Looking back, seeing fall, landing right where we are, and oh, 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 you're aging, oh, oh, and I'm aging, oh, 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 aren't we aging away?
That was Dar Williams singing "You're Aging Well." Next song is Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black. It's something I heard about a year ago. It was on a TV show, a theme, I think, and I just loved it. And one of the things, actually, I often realize I just like songs, and then I think up reasons why later, things I like about them. But that isn't why I like them, I don't think. I think it's something in the gestalt, the total song that gets to me. And then I notice things that please me. This one is the simplicity of the banjo accompaniment. It's really very, very straightforward. And I have sung and played this song. I can play this. This is simple enough that someone without great skills on the banjo can pick out the tune and sing the song and make it work, get the effect. However, it's an interesting story. It tells a story, and I won't tell you what happens. I'll let you listen and figure it out. But things do happen in this song. That is for sure. So this is Gold Heart Locket, sung by Jeff Black.
All night long I've been riding, I should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising waters of the river rush by. Limb up to my fenders and mud into my witness above, I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold heart locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. The only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, though I might die trying, my true love will remain. In a gold heart locket on a silver chain. We'll open it up and she's lovely, lovely eyes of hazel green. But I close it up fast, cause the rain gets past and lays a tear down on her cheek. Promised her once that I'd never, ever break her heart again. So Lord, take me there with a silent prayer and her locket in my hand. The last thing I remember, I was fearing for my life. She was calling out my name from over on the other side. Well, I reached out to hold her, but the break was just too strong. And the silence just gets colder as the river rages on. All night long I've been riding. Should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising waters of the river rush by. Numb up to my fenders and mud into my witness above, I'm really stuck this time. got a gold hot locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying. My true love will remain in a gold hot locket on a silver chain.
That was Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black. And next up is something a little happier. This is called Truly, Madly, Deeply. It's by a group called Savage Garden from Australia. It was from their debut album in 1997. And it went to number one in the U.S. and number one in Australia. And it emphasizes, I'll let you figure out what it emphasizes. Anyway, it's one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites. This is Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden.
Sky.
That was Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. Well, it's wombat time. I'll try and keep it short. In fact, maybe I'll take out my my iPhone and start the timer. I think it'd be a wise idea if I'm going to be chatting away, even though this is part of my time I'm using up right now. But this should keep me from getting too carried away. So, what I want to talk about is bureaucracies, a little bit about politics, and just my point of view. I am not a well-read or studied philosopher. I don't have a degree in these fields, and my opinions are fairly, I hate to say shallow, but straightforward, I think. But they're mine, and based on my experience. So the first thing I want to say is that after a while, I began to sort of sense what a bureaucracy was. And religions are a good example. They start off as inspired movements with people, the beginnings. The people who start religions are often have a vision. They are inspired. They have something, a spirit enters them. But over time, the religions turn into bureaucracies, as do governments, as do businesses. And my definition of a bureaucracy is it is an organization of humans in which the needs of the bureaucracy, survival being the main one, become far more important than the needs of the people who the bureaucracy serves, like the public in the case of the government, or the needs of the people who work there, the individuals. The bureaucracy has its own, I hate to say soul because they don't have souls, but its own nature. And everything it does is to protect itself and make itself grow. That's the nature of bureaucracies. And quite often when I ran into something this week where I was trying to get something done, and they have rules, and the rules are getting in my way. And I don't need the rules. I know how to do what I want to do. I've done it before, and if they just let me do it, I could do it, and it wouldn't hurt anything or bother anybody. But they have rules and say, you can't do that. We have to do that for you, or we have to hold your hand, or we can't give you those rights and privileges to do that. And that's the nature of a bureaucracy. It's the way they are. So that's statement one. Statement two is that in a bureaucracy, since its goals are to survive and grow, to thrive, actually, it favors sociopaths. And a sociopath, as I understand it, is a person who has no empathy, no sense of feeling that pain in others is anything they need to worry about. They don't care about others. That doesn't mean they're mean or nasty people. In fact, my understanding is that there are a lot of sociopaths among us. We probably all have friends who are sociopaths, and they may be perfectly respectable, well-meaning people. They may do good things for us. The point that I read somewhere was, you could be sure they're not doing it for the same reasons you would be doing it. They're not doing it because they feel sorry for you or want to help you. They're doing it because it's in their best interest. Now, a well-structured society, it's in their best interest to do the things that are in the best interest of the people. That's what a good society, a good government, a good structure is. And that's what we thought a democracy was. It seemed like a much better institution than the ones that preceded it. Athens was somewhat a democracy, Rome for a while. So there are times in history when the human race has tried out different approaches to how to govern its people, how to let them interact, how to structure society. And those things become bureaucratic. And once they're bureaucratic, they favor sociopaths. A sociopath will do what's best for himself or herself. And often if they work for a bureaucracy, that means to further the bureaucracy's goal. Let's take a corporation, a commercial corporation. The goal is to maximize profits. It doesn't matter if it hurts the environment. It doesn't matter if it hurts the customers. It doesn't matter if it hurts the employees. If it improves profits and survival, of course, then it's in its best interest and it will do it. And the sociopath is perfect for that because the sociopath isn't going to worry about whether the action of the bureaucracy hurts anybody else or damages the future or the environment or whatever. So that's what a sociopath is. Now, I've been talking for too long, so I have to end soon. I'll just say that I've recently been in conversations with some people who are radical socialists, anarchists, and I am a advocate for a better world, a better society. And does that make me an anarchist? Not necessarily. Anyway, that's my wombat for tonight. I've talked long enough. I don't want to say too long, but I'll throw in other wombats eventually. Let's get back to music. So the next song is a hymn. I heard it on a religious music station. Often I don't care much for the songs there. They're too over-dramatized and too narrow-minded and too much. But sometimes they're beautiful music, and they're all people are trying to say something important that they believe, and that's good. But this one, for some reason, the tune, I love the tune. The words are good, too. It's called Come Thou Fount. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And I think I'll write my own version of it. But in any case, I just like it a lot.
Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon Mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I fear. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. For thy courts above.
That was Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, as sung by Jaden Lavick. Well, now comes a little bit of a wombat. My son, Paul, Paul Baia, will be visiting me next week. He hasn't been here in 10 years. I've seen him various places, but not here. And I'm hoping he will be my co-host on the radio show next week. Paul is a cruise director for Celebrity Cruise Line, which means his entire life is focused on making people happy, pleasing them, organizing the entertainment, organizing the activities, making sure they get what they need to have a good time on the cruise. And he loves the job. It's a 24/7 job. He's on 7 days a week, from early in the morning to late at night. He gets some naps during the day. And I've been on 3 cruises with him and just love to watch him work. On one of the most recent cruise, they had a pool party. The Caribbean cruises always have pool parties. And they have a good band there, mostly Filipino musicians, wonderful musicians. And Paul sometimes sings with the band. So they were having the pool party the night we were there. And I put a little tape recorder up, a little digital recorder, by the bandstand. So record. And in the middle, I knew Paul was going to sing a song or two. So the song that he sang that I recorded is called Rolling in the Deep. I played Adele's version last week. It was a big hit when she sang the song. And this was during the time it was popular. So the song is sung by Adele. It's just a female voice. In this song, you'll hear the female vocalist come out and sing the first verse or two, and then another voice comes in. It's fairly high up, but that's Paul. It's a man's voice. And then they sing together. It becomes a duet. The commercial version of Rolling in the Deep was not a duet, but Paul's version is. So this is nepotistic, I know, but I'm playing my son Paul, well, at least one of the singers in the band, singing Rolling in the Deep, and hopefully he will be my co-host on the next show.
Yeah.
That was Paul Baia singing with the female vocalist of the ship's band on the Celebrity Silhouette, singing Rolling in the Deep. I've got time to start another song. I may be able to finish it, but we'll start off. It's called She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals. And it's about the same energy level as the one you just heard. She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals. Great name, Fine Young Cannibals. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music once a week, Monday nights at 7, and then a repeat of the show Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd and not a song, but something special or different or rare, such as my discussion of bureaucracies tonight. I think it's fair to say that in much of life, you must take the bitters with the sweet. And on Wombats and Music, you have to take the wombats with the music. So tonight is a good example of that. Anyway, we're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's time for me now to wish you all a good week and to encourage you to do something, which I ask you to do every week. And every week I ask you to do it with me, and I try. I'm doing pretty well these days at it, and I hope you are too. And what I ask you to do is to celebrate something. Celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.